I'm very happy to introduce you to our darling little dry Riesling. The grapes for this wine are grown in a very stony part of our vineyard. There's only about 1.9 hectares of Riesling vines, including two clones, so it's very small production. As with all our white varietals, it's vertical shoot positioning trellising to take advantage of all the lovely sunshine hours we get in Marlborough. Riesling grows well in our vineyard, but it does require some attention around the fruiting zone. We leaf pluck heavily to expose the bunches to the sunlight. Riesling is also susceptible to botrytis, so the other advantage of having a light leaf cover around the fruiting zone is it allows some air movement. The Riesling is harvested using machines at night. This way we quickly get the fruit in under cool conditions, preserving all the natural characters. When it arrives in the winery, Evelyn ensures the press cycle is done very gently, so very low levels of extraction. Once the juice is in the stainless steel tank, it's a cool fermentation, and we take this wine through to dry in style. Ultimately, we're aiming for this wine to be pretty, delicate, and fine. We want to take what has happened naturally in the vineyard and get it into the bottle in its purest form. In its first 3 to 4 years, the colour is pale and the aromas are gentle. Honeysuckle, floral, blossom, mineral, chalky. There's the hallmark citrus characters you'd expect in a Riesling: lime, lemon, clementine. On the palate, it's crisp and refreshing. It's like old-fashioned lemonade or lemon sherbet. On the back palate, a little hint of fresh ginger. It feels cleansing like a sorbet, so ideally suited as an aperitif. As the Riesling ages in the bottle, the colour will deepen, go more golden. The citrus fruits develop to a more candied in style or waxy, like the smell of a waxy lemon. The blossom and honeysuckle move through to something more like honey or beeswax or lanolin. As it ages, it becomes more textured and it develops more palate weight. If you're a Riesling fan, then be confident our Rieslings can cellar gracefully. For food matching, given the citrus theme, we'd recommend fruits of the ocean: scallops, prawns, oysters, squid. You could go whitefish, tuna or salmon, perhaps salmon made in a fragrant way with chili, soy, coriander. Beyond the ocean delights, we'd suggest pork, like a pork roast with applesauce or sticky pork belly, or pork stuffed with apricot. Or soft cheese, gorgonzola for example. One of my personal favourites with this wine is sweet and sour or sweet and salty, such as tempura and sweet chilli dipping sauce. It's divine. It's such a refreshing little wine. It has a lovely sense of innocence and purity.